This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday upon you, Monday upon us. It's already almost halfway through. She loves it.
Here we go.
Yep. September the 12th.
Almost dead.
I know we aren't. Okay. Victoria Keelan is very much alive and full of vim, vigor, and vitality, as am I. You can speak for yourself, Richie. Jennifer is still in Hawaii.
You've got me rushing through my life so quickly, though.
Okay, so let's talk about the Syrian civil war. Supposed to be over, or at least hit pause as of today. Over the last 5 or 6 years, this has been one team pitted against another team, if you will, the Russians and the Iranians versus the Americans and our friends, the Europeans. And out of this has come Daesh. And Daesh has taken the opportunity because of the way things had fallen apart to step in there, kill thousands and thousands of people. Millions of people have left this area for Europe. It's the worst problem, refugee problem, since after World War II, when all of the Jews were leaving the Eastern Bloc, or just, no, they weren't even Jews, the people leaving Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and those Eastern Bloc countries, and moving into Europe was a huge, huge problem. And so when we've documented and talked a lot about, the Americans have documented, the Europeans have documented, what a big problem this is, you see what it is politically for Angela Merkel, for example. Sure, political career is over because she's mismanaged, according to the Germans, the whole situation with all these people coming up from Turkey through, and the next place they stop is Germany. Instead of, they get to Germany before they get to France or any place else, so that's where they stop. So there is, as I nose around here this morning, some very interesting declarative analysis of what's going on, and that's why I come to the good news, because there are a lot of people who think that Daesh is sinking. I mean, I don't know. I kind of wash this out of my mind when I see something about Daesh and I listen to the politicians talk about ISIS and ISIL and all this stuff. I just turn a deaf ear to it because it's all been nonsense. It's been lies. We've bungled it 87 ways from Sunday. But even in all of that, it appears, unbeknownst to most people in America, but the Europeans are seeing this, that the Islamic State doesn't control anywhere near as much territory as it did, and its jihadist thinking has fallen apart because now, even among those who supported it earlier on, there is a real, the theocracy there that is Daesh is dying because of how destructive it has been. This is among Muslims themselves, among Middle Easterners themselves. They have a lot of people. It seems, maybe to boil this down to the simplest of terms, it seems like the Middle East doesn't support the Daesh movement any longer. The only people that are going there seem to be coming from outside because they're disenchanted with where they are, and they figure this is a good way for them to express themselves. Mostly younger people that are getting used. But if you look at what's happened recently, the territory that they've taken or had is basically going back to the people that owned it originally. And there hasn't been a lot of good news coverage here. Hello, what else is new? But if you actually dig around and see what's going on, are there still problems in the Middle East? There are going to be, of course, because there's a vacuum, and the vacuum will get filled. The Russians will pick their team, the U.S. will pick its team, and we'll still, you know, have to deal with Syria and, you know, these people that we've been dealing with for a long time. We've chosen to deal with them. We didn't have to. We chose. Our leadership chose to get into these messes. So, you know, is it going to be just another a group like Daesh coming? Yeah, I mean, people are saying, okay, well, we got rid of Daesh, so they're dying and they'll be gone soon. Who's next? Who knows? There's tons of disaffected Muslims wandering around. You can be sure of that. And if you look at what it costs to buy food in some of these areas, and if you see how dirty things are in these areas where people, you know, want to live the same kind of a life that we do. And there are plenty of, I found, when I went to Iraq, however many years ago it was, I was very impressed with the educational level of the locals who could speak. I mean, most everybody can speak English. And for us as Americans, we tend to use that as a barometer as to whether you're smart or not. Right?
Yeah.
If you can speak English, you must be a genius. So, but that's the way we look. Okay, so they're speaking English, that's fine.
But you know, just ride around in a cab with some kind of Middle Eastern driver.
I mean, they're all Middle Eastern drivers.
They listen to world news all the time.
You get into a cab in New York, it's 1010 Winds.
And they can have a conversation with you
or the talk stations
about
it's
any 10, world 10 event.
Well, Rich is right. It's either 1010 Winds, or which is the a local news station here in New York City, or it's BBC, BBC News, you know, from a satellite service.
Yeah. So, does this mean there are some who say Daesh is dying, Al-Qaeda will come back again because they've still been around? Well, there's going to be somebody, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's Daesh. And so you look at some of these areas here, in Iraq and in Syria, and you try to figure out where who's going to be next, which is silliness because you don't really know who's going to be next. What we really ought to be, or somebody ought to be thinking about, is how do you educate these young people who are coming from this area, who are, at this point anyway, there's no education, there's no infrastructure, so they're all following whoever it is going to give them food. It's like the Taliban in Afghanistan. They control everything because they take the money from the drugs, the opiates that they sell, and they use it to feed people who have no other source of food. They buy food, they take food, they kill people for food someplace, and then they bring it to other areas so that they can control the populations and have loyalty. They get forced loyalty or bought loyalty or fed loyalty. That's how they win. Look at how they beat the hell out of the Russians. How do you think they did that? And they beat the hell out of us, basically. Because they won the hearts and minds of people by feeding them.
I heard an interesting analysis.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Why don't we feed all these people? We're looking for loyalty. Why don't we feed them? We got plenty of food. Look at the stuff that's rotting in our grain bins in America. Is there something wrong with feeding these people and getting them to be loyal? We keep it to that and give them. Remember, we gave $73 million in cash to the CIA, to the Taliban, to get them out of the way so we could go try to find bin Laden? Just get out of the way. Here's $73 million. Go away. Leave us alone for a while. And they did. Anyway, sorry, Richie. What did you start to say?
Well, if you ship them food, the lords are going to steal the food and sell it.
I'm not suggesting. You know, well, okay. You're saying, why don't we? Yeah, okay. That's the argument.
I heard an interesting analysis of Al-Qaeda versus ISIS.
Yeah.
And saying that Al-Qaeda is a top-down organization. Basically, the leadership calls the shots, organizes everything, and recruits. Whereas ISIS is a bottom-up organization, in that some of these attacks that happen around the world, they have no connection with the leadership of the group at all.
Yeah,
it's homegrown, and they may not have ever even talked to, met, or organized with anybody else in the organization. They just do it and give allegiance to ISIS.
Yeah.
Well, and it's very timely with that comment too, Richie, because Omar Mateen, the guy who shot up the Pulse nightclub, his mosque was burned to the ground overnight, and it's trending on Twitter right now, and they're blaming arson for it. But he was another example of that, where they do whatever they want, and then they just claim some sort of loyalty to ISIS, or ISIS finds out about some sort of individual act like that, and then they claim responsibility for it. They just take all the credit for it.
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre structure.
It's different
in a non-structured way.
You're right, and it's different and it's scary in that it's a mindset more than it's an organization.
Yeah.
So you can go into Iraq and Syria and take out ISIS there, but what has grown in the... So now, you're right, Doug, you have to change the hearts and minds to be able to take out the rest of it.
Yep. In a moment, we look at Hillary Clinton's health chart. 16 past the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Okay, so if I said to you, Victoria, it's Doug, Victoria, Richie, let me see your health records. What are you going to show me? I can see when you were sick a month ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can be Dr. Doug. I am often on this program, practicing with a license. I have pretty strong understanding of what the body is going through. And so when you see Mrs. Clinton stumbling to get into the car, you wonder, is that something in her brain? Is that something in her musculature? Is there something in her... What's leading her to... What's going on in her body? And her body is just in a weakened state. It's just... It is weak now. I don't believe she's ever smoked. I would be very surprised if she's done any serious drugs or anything like that to abuse her body. I don't think she exercises at all, though. I don't think she's as healthy as she might be. She's not as healthy as some women her age, and she's more healthy than other women her age. Is she healthy enough to be president? Can you tell that by looking at her chart? And the answer is probably no. Richie, you're a minute early.
I am? Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's okay. It took time.
Thank you. I was planning on taking my time.
You got all the time in the world.
Thank you very much. So
I would argue, though, that her husband made it through 8 years, and I would think she's a lot healthier than he was.
Well, look at how... Thank you for making a point of that.
Even back then,
how
he was fat.
He looks.
Yeah,
he was out of shape.
Yeah,
but he was also 49 years old.
Yeah, but he looks frail. He's only
terrible.
Richie, he's my age. Does he look... I look like the picture of health. Does he look like me?
Yeah, you look much healthier than Bill.
I am much healthier than
you. You look much healthier than both of them.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If I were Donald Trump...
Yeah.
Every time she was demanding to see for me to release my tax records,
okay,
I'd say, I'll release my tax records when you release your medical records.
Okay.
And
I don't really think there's anything there that's, you know, that I don't... I mean, she has pneumonia, and that's a horrible thing,
and
you know, and it's been going around this year. I mean, everybody had it this year with bronchitis.
So. I think you're right.
Even me.
I think
he'll take a shot at
her. Yeah. You think what, Rich?
I think he'll take a shot at her like that.
You think that
something's coming on Twitter today from him?
Did Trump will take a shot?
Yeah, he can't.
Not smart.
Back.
If he does,
he's incapable of holding back.
Dumb. 21 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 It is in this hour, in this portion of this hour and every hour, we try to get into some musical extravaganza, some musical thought pattern. And on Mondays, kind of fun to bring up some of the new music that has been released in the past week. Thus, the clever title of this segment, New Music Monday. Very happy to have Lady Gaga here with a new tune. It's the first one from Lady Gaga since 2013 called Perfect Illusion. Is this part of a bigger album or CD to be released, or is this just going to be...
It will be, yes. Yeah. I don't know when the album's going to drop yet. She tends to, and it happens a lot with so many artists, have things stolen from them and leaked early. Britney Spears, her whole new album was leaked a week early, and that affects sales, and it's, you know, so a lot of artists are very tight-lipped about releasing things, so there will be a new full album. We just don't know when.
I'm just glad to hear that people are still releasing albums, whole albums.
Yeah.
What about Gaga? Didn't she do a bunch of songs with other, I think about Barbra Streisand?
Well, no, Gaga did the jazz album with Tony Bennett that went to number one and won Grammys.
Didn't she do some other collaboration with a bunch of other singers? Am I mistaking her?
I'm not aware if she did.
Barbra Streisand did, and I thought maybe Barbra Streisand did something with Lady Gaga on that album, did she?
Gaga's not on Barbra's new album, no.
Shot.
Gaga did a collaboration with Diane Warren, maybe you're thinking of that, and they wrote a song together which was nominated for an Oscar last year.
I don't remember. All right, I think this is a good tune, though. Crank it up, Richie. Perfect Illusion. Good pop song. A lot of energy behind that.
She's got pipes, man. Girl's got a voice. voice.
Oh, yeah.
That just won't quit.
Who's better, Lady Gaga or Adele?
Oh, they're so different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say I love Adele, but I would say Gaga's more versatile.
Really? Okay. All right, so that's song number one of the three for New Music Monday. Number two belongs to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is this from the TV show Go Robot?
No, that's Mr. Robot, which is a great show.
Go Mr. Robot.
This is their new single from Dark Necessities, which is their first album that they put out in 5 years or so.
Really? This video follows Anthony Kiedis through Times Square as he plays a mime while the rest of the band recreates scenes from SNL.
Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta movie.
Right, yeah.
70s disco kind of movie.
This is the Richie. See if this is a disco. No, this doesn't sound like this. It sounds very poppy, though.
This does not sound like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like it.
It's great. This new album is really fabulous. But these bass lines are always very heavy and very 70s sounding.
Okay, so are you accommodating my taste in pop music when you put these together, Victoria, or are you following your own nose and ears when it comes to this? Or just the read is from reviewers who say this is the next hit? Is that?
No. This is really just my own curation. I like finding things that I know you will enjoy.
Okay,
so there's a both.
The next thing, New Music Monday features the Beatles. This is a remix from a Hollywood Bowl concert, remastered soundtrack to the new Ron Howard film, 8 Days a Week. The album was recorded from a couple of performances in August of 64 and early in 65. The original live album was released in 77, but this is a new twist on it. Listen and see if we find anything different. So, the 8 Days a Week movie is about the Beatles on tour, right? All of the excerpts from them driving girls crazy.
Yeah.
Not being able to hear themselves and play.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. So there we go. When is that movie coming out?
I think it's coming out in October.
Good. Something to look forward to. 28
Hi, I'm Maury Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour. It's Monday. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, DJ VJ, not here. That's Jennifer, but Richie is at the controls, and that's kind of cool. Nice to have his presence here. The Cubans. How about do a little, let's do government stuff for a minute, okay? You want to not, I gave you my, didn't I do my latest take on Hillary? I think I did that.
You did.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Remember, 1 hour runs into the next. So here's John Edwards, governor of Louisiana. went to Congress on Friday and asked them for a big check. I'm thinking back to the earlier days when we were a tough society, we were a country that could take care of itself. We don't seem to be able to do that anymore. We depend, we become leeches on each other through government largesse. So now this guy, well, I mean, look at the mess in Louisiana after the floods. But we've been, we're kind of like rats who have been tempted by cheese. Right? We now have all this money. If we don't have it, we can borrow it. So we have this major flooding damage, worst natural disaster since Hurricane Sandy. So 55,000 houses ruined, $9 billion in damage. So what are we going to do? We're going to have the government pay to fix everybody's house. We don't have any insurance. We build houses in stupid places, and we keep after the storm, building them back up again. So he doesn't have enough money of his own. He wants $2 billion to add to whatever he's got, whatever other sources of money he has. So should we give it to him? We, you, me, everybody, taxpayers. What do you think? Yes or no? I'll go quickly around the room. And you, by the way, more importantly, the continuing conversation, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. What do you think? Do we give money? Let's see if we can get the pulse of some people listening, Victoria. $2 billion, yes or no?
Oh, I feel like we just give money to...
we do.
To everything.
Drop of a hat. Everybody wants to go. Yeah. Cough it up. We deserve it.
Where do we keep getting it from? That's
we borrow it from the Chinese.
Oh,
that's why we like Chinese.
Or we just print more and devalue ours.
Yeah. Right? Is that it? It seems like we just keep coughing up all of these astronomical figures. And
it's like nothing, though. Write the check.
Yeah. Write a check. Sure. Okay. Why not?
Okay. So give him another $2 bill.
Yeah.
Okay. What about it, Richie? Yes?
Nay.
Nay. Okay. Me says nay, too. So two against one, we win. The Cubans have made it official. The reason that they are so happy that we have decided to do what we should have done a long time ago is that the trade embargo cost them on an annualized basis, $4 to $5 billion a year. Last year it was almost $5 billion. So we're being good guys. We're normalizing our relationship with them. It's been going on, actually, for a couple of years. They lifted, I think the trade embargo was lifted in 2014. But it went into place in 1960 when Fidel took over. 56 years. It's cost the country $125 billion, so they say. So is that something we should feel badly about?
They could have fixed it.
By?
Ousting Castro and going to a Democratic. I mean, it's the two-way street, baby.
I don't know that the people down there are that sophisticated or that well-educated.
If the government wants to complain that we cost them $4 billion, then they were certainly in their own right to change their form of government.
I don't even know if they're complaining. I'm not even sure they're complaining. They're just making...
I'm not aware of what the correct answer is, but have the people... I know people have floated to Florida to try to get away from Castro's regime, but was there ever an attempt on his life from within the country? Was there an uprising or a revolt, or were people just too afraid?
People were too afraid. They'd get thrown in jail just for
or killed
speaking out against the government. Yeah or killed.
Yeah, it's pretty much like what happens in most.
I'm thinking of North Korea, actually, right now.
Theocracies.
That's what Castro was.
Dictatorships.
Right.
That's a good point, Richie. Castro.
Kim Jong Ding Dong is Castro 30 years ago.
More, as well, 50 years ago.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So sooner or later they all die or somebody bumps them off, one or the other. All right, people in the news. Alexis Arquette, actress, transgender activist, dying at the age of 47. Nobody knows why it is that she died. She was in Pulp Fiction, The Wedding Singer. She was
hilarious in The Wedding Singer.
A big advocate for transgender rights. the film that documented her transition called Alexis Arquette, She's My Brother. Her brother, David Arquette, was married to
Courtney Cox,
right?
Yep. Yep.
Called Alexis My Hero for Eternity. What was her name before it was Alexis?
I don't know. I've only known her as Alexis. I don't know.
When did she have the change? When did she go through the operation? Anybody know?
It must have been a long time ago because I've only known her as Alexis. Mm. So I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she was very young.
Joel Osteen. Know who Joel Osteen is? How many people know?
Preacher.
Who Joel Osteen is.
He is very shiny suits.
Very shiny. Okay, so he's been a very big part of my life for the last 4 years because every time I've gotten into the car of the other half, Joel Osteen is on.
But not really?
Time, but frequently. He got a great message. He has a fabulous message.
You know, the several times that I've heard him,
he
reminds me of your friend Uri.
In a way, I can see that. Yeah,
yeah, you are kind of in control of your destiny, and if you have a positive attitude, you will do well.
So then, what's more important, his message or what it brings to him? This is why we haven't had arguments, but I don't care, and I don't even know why. I mean, why shouldn't the guy make a lot of money? He lives in a $10 million home. His estimated net worth is $40 million. His enterprise does $55 million a year. His enterprise is for God. He became a pastor after his father, who I think was a mechanic or something before he became a minister. He did something that was basic. And when you look around at all these other pastors in the faith movement, he's written books, he's responsible for a bunch of movies. The membership to his church is reported to be 40,000 people.
He had to buy a stadium.
Yeah.
His church is a stadium.
Yeah, I think it is. There was
a basketball team, I think, that played there. I don't know what state he's in, but I don't know. I mean, I think his message is fine, and I've only seen him when he's done Oprah's Super Soul Sundays, and I've flipped through and I've watched it. And he's all about, like, you know, God wants you to make money, and it's all fine. I just personally have such a... It's weird for me to think of people making that much money off of other
selling
people.
Selling God.
I mean, I've always sort of believed, you know, Bono said millions of years ago, the God I believe in isn't short of cash. So,
Because we've had this conversation, Meredith and I have had this conversation, and yet when I turn around, she knows that I think he's a $3 bill. But he gives a message to people that is solid and strong and helpful.
Well, why can't that be free, like oxygen? You walk outside, the air is free.
Why does it have to be?
God and spirituality should be free.
God believes in, if you read the message the way I do, in abundance. The whole idea of abundance, and abundance can be described in many different ways. It can be money, it can be love, it can be health, it can be, you name it.
But the problem, though, with people like this is that the people who sit in his audience, and I've seen this from the stadium, they sit there and they give him money because they somehow believe that he is a step closer to God than they are. And that no one is. No one is a step closer to God than other people.
Or that the church has programs that are helping people, and hopefully you would hope that a lot of that money goes to those programs.
Well,
I don't know enough about his church.
I don't know. It goes to private jets, and it goes to flying.
I have some friends who go to mega churches, and they have programs where they spend a lot of money on the community.
Yeah. There's a huge church in Las Vegas. There are huge churches in Florida like this. Osteen's church is in Texas.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't remember where the stadium was, but it's just whether or not you believe in the message, is the message tainted by the fact that he makes a lot of money delivering it, or should that make a difference? And I don't think it ought to make a difference. It may be, I'm not so uncomfortable comfortable with his making money. Matter of fact, I think it's okay. I think it's actually swell because God believes in abundance. And I don't know what he does with his money. You know, he's obviously taking good care of himself. There's something about him that doesn't seem sincere to me.
Yes.
That's all.
It's a very polished.
Yeah, it's too.
I would use the word smarmy. There's a smarm factor there with him.
Yeah. Yeah. A neighbor of mine is an associate pastor of one of the big box churches.
The guy I met?
Yeah, one of the two guys you met, yeah. One is a small kind of Presbyterian church, and then the other one is a big box church. And it's a very interesting place in that it's a sports complex. For profit, people come there and have soccer leagues and basketball leagues and lacrosse leagues and kids programs, and there's a gym, and then they tie it into the church, which is there on Sundays in one of the basketball courts.
Mm-hmm.
And but I remember when his father, who was a retired FBI agent, wanted to give him his Corvette. Which had 100,000 miles on it. It was a daily driver. It was probably a 10-year-old Corvette because he was buying a new one. And my friend, my neighbor, said, "Thanks, Dad. Give it to my other brother." Because he didn't want to be driving into his church in a Corvette and give the wrong impression that he's making all kinds of money. And I'm like, "Dude, you're a fool. Take that Corvette. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I'll buy it." And he passed on it, and his brother's driving it now. Mm-hmm. But he just didn't want to give people that went to the church that impression that he's got this kind of money.
Okay, so you want to know what Meredith's read on this is?
What?
She just sent me a note. She says, "He helps so many people, why not make money?" And I have a problem with that. She said, "You help so many people on the radio, why not do it for free?"
I like that girl. She's got a great take on it.
I just feel like when you mix in religion, though, it's not entertainment. Call it entertainment if you want, but separately.
Why shouldn't it be entertaining, though? That's the other side. Why not make it entertaining if it gets the message across?
Churches in the past 20 years have become entertaining. It's all about filling the seats. And you know it. When you go to a boring church versus an energetic church, you definitely know the difference. So.
Yep. All right. So with all of this, we'll forego the television report. This could be the television report because he's got a very successful television show. Osteen does. Osteen, not Osteen. Osteen. And his... evangelicalism. I think the message needs to get across of abundance. I got no problem with it. I just would like him to be a little more sincere. Like me. I'm very sincere. Like Victoria. Like Richie. We're sincere. It's 48 past the hour.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Backpacks are killing our kids' backs. Experts say kids shouldn't carry over 15% of their weight.
Stick to compact size supplies. Leave books at home. Print only what's needed for the day.
The cartridge-free Epson Expression EcoTank comes with enough ink for up to 2 years.
And shop office supply stores for the best deals.
At Staples, Dell laptops with 30 days of tech support start at $249.
And for under $150, D-Link's AC1900 XO Wi-Fi router keeps everyone connected.
And with the Sleep Number IQ Kids Bed, they'll be rested for school. All the new smartphones are launching this week. Which way to turn? Tech expert Suzanne Cantor lists the must-haves.
Not all smartphones are created equal. For videos and photos, the new LG V20 is cutting edge. No more bouncy, shaky videos, thanks to what they're calling SteadyRecord 2.0.
And the LG V20 is the world's first smartphone with wide-angle cameras on the front and back, so you can fit the whole beautiful vista in a single frame.
And throw out those selfie sticks, as you can get even more friends in your selfies.
For more, go to lg.com/V20.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Yeah, we thought we'd do an extended television report, so thus the television theme playing in the background. And a quick review of the 50-year mission of celebrating Gene Roddenberry and the creation of Star Trek. There is a book, I think I made mention, because it was actually Friday that was the, Thursday last week, that was the anniversary of the first running 50 years ago of the first in the NBC series, which they billed as a Western in space, Wagon Train to the Stars. But it was something, if you read Roddenberry's book about himself, what he wanted to do was he wanted to create a weekly science fiction series that would do nothing less than challenge the beliefs, I'm reading directly from his book, challenge the beliefs of America by creating a new world with new rules. He said, I could make statements about sex, religion, politics, anything I wanted to in the context of this television program. The resulting franchise was 3 years on network TV, but There were different, how many different television series? There have been, what, three, four, five different Star Trek series over the years?
At least three that I can think of right off the bat, but yeah. Probably four.
Yep. There have been 13 feature films, and another one is on the way. And so with all of this, he has gone boldly where no man ever went before because of the amazing number of fans, not only in this country, but around the world, to this franchise. There's something fanatical about people who dress up like Kirk or Spock.
They Trekkies.
Yeah, they just are amazing in terms of the fact that the saga here, which was right out of Roddenberry's mind. I mean, this guy had to have been something, some kind of a character, to have come up with this and to have made it stick. That's really what it's kind of like. Isn't it Harry Potter-esque?
Yeah.
Or is Harry Potter-esque Star Trek-ish?
No, but in terms of the cult following, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And for generations to come, and I've never seen Star Trek, but with the new movies that people really love, it's introducing Star Trek to a new generation.
Oh, absolutely.
And, William Shatner, whom I love, I think he's hilarious, he has often said he's so proud to be a part of the franchise because I think they had one of the first openly gay characters. They had all ethnicities and plot lines. It was really interesting.
Maybe it's my age. Age or experience, I think Shatner is, other than, Roddenberry, I think Shatner is the franchise in no small way.
Roddenberry, for sure, but...
Roddenberry was, but finding Kirk, finding Nimoy and Shatner to play those two roles, think about who else might have done it. Shatner, Canadian, was in the running for this with Lauren Green, who is another Canadian and a close friend. Lauren Green became... Bonanza, Ben Cartwright.
Yeah.
But the two of them were, and Leslie Nielsen was a part of that same group.
Oh, that would have been hysterical. But then we wouldn't have Shatner, so.
No, right,
and
exactly.
And then we wouldn't have Better Late Than Never, which is one of the funniest shows on TV. Doug,
yes.
You ever seen the movie Galaxy Quest?
I have not.
Which is the spoof.
So good.
Star Trek fans and the you.
Really?
Forget whatever you're doing today, whatever's on your schedule. Mm-hmm. Go find Galaxy Quest. You will bust a gut laughing.
Okay.
I gotta get my
Netflix picked up. I've been paying for Netflix, but I don't know how to.
Oh my God.
Up yet. All right. So what do we have tonight, television wise? There must be more new shows coming on all the time this week. Yes.
Yes. Well, tonight is the premiere. The 23rd season opener of Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. That's that kicks off tonight with Ryan Lochte, his first public appearance since.
That won't last long.
Mary Lou Henner, Vanilla Ice, Amber Rose, Kenny Babyface Edmonds, and Laurie Hernandez. So
did they
book
Ryan Lochte for this after?
No, before.
Before.
Really? So Mary Edmonds, he was a rocker from the like 60s. If it's a Dave Edmonds,
Kenny Babyface Edmonds, Babyface.
Not Dave. Dave Edmonds is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
So who is this guy, Kenny Babyface Edmonds? Who's he?
Babyface is a soul R&B singer. He's been around forever.
You know him.
Yeah, and if you heard his songs, you would definitely know him.
All right, what else is new this week or tonight?
And also tonight, for fans of Fashion Week, which is wrapping up here in New York City, there's a new episode on E! Of Fashion Police, and that now stars Melissa Rivers, Juliana Rancic, Brad Goreski, Margaret Cho, and NeNe Leakes. And then tonight on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, former Seattle Seahawk Marshawn Lynch is going out into the wild with Bear Grylls.
All right, so that's the TV story. 59 past the hour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.